The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you, if you are angry with a brother or sister, you're liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you'll be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you'll be liable to the hell of fire. So when you're offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on your way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You've heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery,' but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you, anyone who divorces his wife except on grounds of unchastity causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely,' but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Today's gospel requires some serious unpacking. Now, the rhythm, the flow, is easy to follow. Over and over again, Jesus says, "You've heard one thing, but I say another. You've heard one thing, but I say another." And the tone of the gospel is rather straightforward. Jesus is doubling down. He's upping the ante. For example, he says, "You've heard that it's said, 'You shall not murder.' If you murder, you're liable to judgment. But I tell you, if you are even angry with a brother or sister, you're liable to judgment. You've heard that it's said, 'You shall not commit adultery,' but I tell you, if you even lust, you've committed adultery." He even says, "If you say to your brother or your sister, 'You fool,' you're liable to the fire of hell." Now, let's be honest. If that's true, we should all be very nervous. We have anger, lust, calling your sibling a fool. I'm guessing that most of us have done one of those three already this morning. So what do we do? It would be tempting to just throw out this gospel altogether. In fact, if we take it seriously, we would all be plucking out our eyeballs or cutting off our hands with that gruesome and grotesque image in our minds. It's tempting to just dismiss the gospel, to say that it's old or to look at it as something that's culturally insignificant. But I think there's something here that really speaks to us this morning. And in order to understand today's gospel, it helps to understand something about righteousness. Now, we have to read the gospel in the context of the Gospel of Matthew. And throughout the Gospel of Matthew, the gospel is concerned with this issue of righteousness. From the very first chapter, we're introduced to Joseph, That's the Joseph of Mary and Joseph fame. And Joseph is called righteous. When Jesus talks to his disciples, he tells them that they must be righteous. If you were in church last Sunday, you would have heard that Jesus told all of his listeners, told us, that we are to be more righteous than the scribes and the Pharisees. I think understanding this idea of righteousness will help us to understand today's gospel, but what is righteousness? Now, to get at this concept of righteousness, I want us to think about a 2013 study that was conducted by a doctoral student at the University of Missouri. His name is Russell Clayton. He had colleagues. And Russell Clayton and his colleagues surveyed Facebook users. He surveyed Facebook users between the ages of 18 and 82. So that would encompass almost everybody in this room. 18 to 82. And what they found is either going to be surprising or not, depending on your exposure to Facebook. They found that excessive Facebook use, that means people that use Facebook more than once an hour, who are also in a new relationship. A new relationship was defined as a relationship 3 years or less. It had corrosive effects on the relationship. In other words, excessive Facebook use, for those people in a new relationship, it damages the relationship. What they actually found is that excessive Facebook use, once an hour or more than once an hour, had predicted at a rather alarming rate that there would be Facebook conflict within the relationship. And Facebook conflict, which can be defined in a number of different ways, jealousies, Facebook conflict predicted that there would be negative relationship outcomes. The negative relationship outcomes are such things as emotional cheating, physical cheating, breaking up, or divorce. So I use this not because I want to villainize Facebook. In fact, in full disclosure, and you could probably see this coming, I was first made aware of this study on Facebook. It's not my intention to villainize Facebook, but I do think that this study actually can get us a little bit closer to understanding the idea of righteousness. Now, if you were to ask anyone in a new relationship, I'm guessing that every single person would say that emotional cheating, physical cheating, they're both bad. Nobody in a new relationship is looking forward to breaking up or to getting divorced. But how many of us are actually willing to look at our actions and to consider our thoughts and to see the implications of those actions and thoughts on the world around us? How many of us are willing to examine something like Facebook use and allow us to say, this could have a negative relationship on someone I love? Now, I'm not making a joke, actually, at all, when I say a modern version of today's gospel might sound something like this. You've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say, don't use Facebook to an excess. It gets at the heart of what I think is righteousness. Now, we could define righteousness in this way. We might think of righteousness in terms of those big commandments or big laws. For example, you would say, I'm righteous. I've never cheated on my boyfriend. I've never cheated on my girlfriend. I'm righteous. But throughout the Gospel of Matthew, righteousness is actually about something more than that. Righteousness is about the thoughts and the motivations that lead to those big commandments or big laws. In other words, if we jump back to that Facebook study, we could word it like this. It's not the negative relationship outcomes like emotional cheating or physical cheating that's the unrighteousness. It's the excessive Facebook use that's the unrighteousness. It's what leads to the breaking of the big law or the big commandment. Now, I hope you see the implications of all of this. It's huge, and it's rather alarming. What it says is that if we're actually called to be righteous, we have to think about the way we think. Harboring resentments, for example, might lead to harsh words. They might lead to harsh actions. But even the resentment itself is corrosive. It can corrode your relationships. It can corrode your trust in one another. It can corrode you. Jealousy might lead to something bigger. It might lead to harsh words. It might lead to bullying. It might lead to actions. But the jealousy itself would be unrighteous. It's corrosive. It breaks down relationships. The examples of this could go on and on. And it is at this point when you might be thinking, okay, I get it. I really do get it. I'm a bad person. I am smiling on the outside, and inside I am mad. I was polite to my roommate this morning, but frankly, I was angry. Well, the point of today's sermon, and I think the point of today's gospel, is not simply to point out our shortcomings. I think it's actually twofold. The first goal of this sermon, the first goal of today's gospel, is to have us consider that within any type of community, within our St. Olaf community, we have to take seriously the idea that for a community to function, for us to actually have a relationship with one another, we need to take seriously our interactions. Now, that might just kind of sound like fluff, but I'm going to give a couple examples. There will be times when we have to forgive, because forgiveness will be more important than holding on to resentments. There will be times when you have to think about your actions and your thoughts and how they impact someone close to you, and then value that relationship enough to actually change. Today's gospel wants you to think about community not in terms of righteousness of breaking big laws, I'm not cheating, but in terms of the actions that go, or the emotions and the feelings that go before the big commandment breaks, to see how do we, in living out our lives, actually impact the relationships around us. Now, the goal, the second goal of today's sermon and the second goal of today's gospel is to point forward. If this is the only thing we heard from Jesus, it's not really very good news. To be honest, it's a pretty harsh gospel. When I said the gospel of the Lord, it was with a bit of a smirk. There's not a lot of good news in today's gospel. But it's situated just a couple of weeks before the season of Lent. In just a couple weeks, we'll gather right here again on Ash Wednesday. We'll get ashes. You'll hear the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And we'll enter into this long season of Lent. And Lent is a season of reflection. It's a season when we confess our sins. And it's a season when we long for Easter, when we know that what we really need is the grace of God. What we need most is the forgiveness that can only come from Christ Jesus. Today's gospel, right before the season of Lent, allows us to examine ourselves, to see that what we do, how we think, how we feel, it really impacts our relationships. It challenges us, and it points us toward the reality that we need Easter. Now, the good news, of course, is that the grace of God and the forgiveness of God is our constant reality. And that constant reality is very good news. May the grace of God, may the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.